Rosario Scavelli, followed by Peter Anderson.
You want me to name her?
Before I speak, I'd like permission to hand the county commission some documents, if you don't mind. It's only three pieces of paper.
Yes. Incidentally, the city commission can ask questions, too. And if you see anything, if you just kind of raise your hand, let me know, and then I'll give you the speaker.
I'd like to introduce myself first. My name is Rosario Scavelli, U.S. citizen and resident of Geiger Key. The reason I say that is because it's our military. I'm not an adversary to the military, regardless of what people think. I have a few simple things to say. Number one, the basic problem, or one of the basic problems, is noise. If you look at the sheet I gave you, there's a very, very simple fifth grade explanation of noise. If you look at it, it shows that a 10 dB increase in noise is perceived as double the sound. If you look at the second sheet, it's a piece of paper from the Navy's fax for the AQs, and you'll see that there's a 10 dB increase prior use to current use. They said there is no difference, or very little difference. Doubling is more than a little. Next, the DNL. If we're in a boxing match and I give you a couple of small jabs and then, oh, second, third round, I give you a good shot in the head, there's the average. What's the average about? You know, when we get those shots, the average doesn't really help a whole lot. So I contend that the averages are really weighted in their favor. As far as runway safety and the use of the runway, I talked to Captain Brown at the last meeting, and he said, well, they can't use alternate runways because they need the 10,000 feet. One of the reasons. So I looked in Pensacola. The Blue Angels fly 7,000 and 8,000 foot runways. Planes take off in 2,000 feet. There's enough room for them to abort in a 7,000 or 8,000 foot runway. Otherwise, why would Pensacola use it? Further, if they use runway 31, if you look at the next paper, the third paper, you'll see that runway 31 with left-hand traffic will not overfly any residential property. It will fly over the subpens. Subpens are zone CFSD, which is Commercial Fishing Special District. So unless someone wants to change the zoning there, nobody can live there. So they're going to be flying over nobody. My contention is that, in the spirit of compromise, I think these planes are capable of landing in a crosswind. I don't have a lot of experience, but I have experience with a Cessna 150, which is 108 brake horsepower, 1,200-pound plane. When it was certified, it will land in a 12-knot crosswind. I think these planes are probably capable of landing in more than a 12-knot crosswind safely. I'm suggesting that maybe when the wind is that light, that maybe they can compromise a little, use their left-hand traffic, which will go over uninhabited property, and mostly stay over theirs. Soft compromise, been stonewalled, haven't had a good answer why they won't. I'm not asking them to do field carrier landing practice where they might want to use arresting hooks or the landing lights. I'm talking to normal operations when it's not windy. It'd be such a soft thing to do as a good neighbor. So I don't feel that there's much of a compromise here, and that's my basic issue. So the last thing I want to say is about the environmental impact. I don't know a whole lot about the studies. This is what I do know. Jet engines are about 50% efficient, to the best that I can find on the Internet. This includes the manufacturer of the engines that the Navy's using. Also, the Navy planes, the big guys, use 500 gallons an hour. Now, you do the math. That's 250 gallons per hour per plane that's coming out the back end of those engines. That's going, you tell me. So as far as no environmental impact, I'm sorry. They're misleading. There's 250 gallons per hour per plane unburned fuel leaving those jets. This is not dumping. This is the normal course of business in operating an engine. So there are environmental impacts that have changed, which are not stated in the SACUs. So my basic point is this. I encourage you, if you haven't decided yet, to please do not adopt this 2007 ACLEES until you do some further studies and get some more modern technology applied to this problem, because it just is not accurate in today's world. Thank you.
Thank you.